This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Legislative Conference Committee deliberations on House Bill 278, or the Omnibus Education Bill, are moving forward with all deliberate speed. That is to say, as quickly as possible while keeping the House and Senate from getting deadlocked. Committee co-chair Mike Hawker, an Anchorage Republican, says reaching agreement on turning the House and Senate versions of the bill into one piece of legislation both chambers will approve may take several days.
Some folks would like to move this committee process forward at a much more expedited rate, and I'm happy to do that if we can reach those agreements on a more expedited basis. I am very, very happy to do that. I'm just trying to be pragmatic and practical, thinking it's going to take a bit of time for us to work through this.
The bill covers a lot of ground, with funding or authorization to boost innovative learning, increase schools' energy efficiency, and extend science, technology, engineering, and math programs into middle schools. It would also bring back a slightly higher levy on municipalities, which had been lowered a few years ago. However, Hawker says the elephant in the room is funding for the base student allocation, or BSA, which determines how much money schools get per child.
The House approach was a multiple-year approach on a BSA increase with a smaller amount funded outside the formula in year one. The Senate's approach was three committed years of funding outside of the formula.
Education advocates have pushed for an increase to the BSA, saying it provides more certainty for future planning. The House version would increase the BSA by $250 million over 3 years. The Senate version adds $330 million, but outside the formula. Senator Mike Dunleavy, a MATSU Republican, says the idea behind the Senate's approach is reflected in other sections of the bill that provide incentives or support to charter schools, correspondence programs, and boarding schools.
The idea was to, as Senator Meyer said, give 3 years of sustained funding at a level to meet the needs of our mainstay schools and districts, while at the same time giving some of these other approaches an opportunity to see where they take us, see what they do, see what the interest is.
Wasilla Republican Representative Lynn Gaddis says the House wants to keep funding low, saying the legislature can always add more if state revenues increase.
I think that the House's point of view was that we would put something that would go on and on, and that we would live behind our word, and that we weren't going to put something outside versus putting something inside so that people could count on it.
After spending a few hours going through the two bills section by section, conference committee members went back to majority caucuses in their respective chambers to go over the areas of agreement and sticking points. Hawker asked them to think of ways to work toward agreement.
We have a very challenging deliberation in front of us, and I would ask my colleagues in the Senate and I would ask my colleagues in the House to recognize that it's very easy to let the perfect become the enemy of the possible. And if we are going to find our way through this conference committee to a solution that can be voted on successfully by the House and the Senate, I think we all have to approach this in a spirit of a willingness to consider the perspectives of both sides and find some common ground that we can build on.
At about 5 p.m. Tuesday, the conference committee recessed at the call of the chair. BP announced yesterday it's selling some of its assets on the North Slope. The company will sell the aging oil fields Endicott and North Star to Hilcorp, a company that's developing oil and gas wells in Cook Inlet. Hilcorp will also buy a 50% interest in two other North Slope fields, Milne Point and Liberty. Hilcorp came to Alaska in 2012 and now operates 18 oil fields in Cook Inlet after acquiring leases from Chevron and Marathon Oil. Hilcorp says the company plans to extend offers to the vast majority of the 250 BP employees associated with the oil fields the company is buying. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.